This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The United States and Israel launched coordinated attacks on Iran today, significantly intensifying tensions in the West Asia. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in a video message posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign in Iran. He said U.S. military is undertaking a massive and ongoing operation to prevent present Iranian regime from threatening America and its core national security interests. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed that Israel and the United States have carried out a joint military operation dubbed Operation Lion's Roar against Iran. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has declared a state of emergency across the country. In Tehran, strike also happened near the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency reported 40 students killed in an Israeli strike on an elementary girls' school in Minab in the Hormuzgan province of southern part of the country. Iran's National Security Council has advised residents to leave the capital, Tehran. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services have been disrupted. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and U.S. military targets in the West Asia with missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it has targeted Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, Al Salem Air Base in Kuwait, Al Dhafra Air Base in the UAE, and the U.S. 5th Fleet Base in Bahrain. Israeli military confirmed that Iran has launched 35 ballistic missiles on Israel since morning. On the other hand, UAE Defense Ministry has confirmed that shrapnel falling on a residential area in Abu Dhabi resulted in the death of one person of Asian nationality. Dubai Airport has also suspended all flight operations until further notice. Meanwhile, Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. India has expressed deep concern at the recent developments in Iran and the Gulf region and urged all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation and prioritize the safety of the civilians. The External Affairs Ministry stressed in a statement that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. India has issued an advisory urging all its nationals in Israel, Iran, Qatar, UAE, Palestine and Kuwait to remain in close proximity to designated shelters and take due care and remain vigilant. Air India and IndiGo have suspended its flights to all destinations in the region. Besides, several major foreign carriers have cancelled flights to the region. In view of the evolving situation in West Asia and its potential impact on international air operations, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu conducted a high-level review meeting. The review focused on ensuring passenger safety, operational continuity, and real-time coordination in light of multiple airspace restrictions and NOTAMs issued in parts of the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Semiconductor Assembly Test and Packaging Facility of Micron Semiconductor Technology India Private Limited in Sanand during his visit to Gujarat. The inauguration marks a significant milestone in India's semiconductor manufacturing journey with the commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first Made in India semiconductor memory modules from the Sanand facility. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi asserted that while the previous century was regulated by oil, the microchip is going to be the regulator of this century.
ये सदी एआई रिवॉल्यूशन की शताब्दी है. सेमीकंडक्टर इसी बदलाव का बड़ा ब्रिज है. छोटी सी चिप इंडस्ट्रियल रिवॉल्यूशन और एआई रिवॉल्यूशन दोनों को जोड़ने वाला माध्यम है. अगर पिछली शताब्दी का रेगुलेटर ऑयल था तो इस शताब्दी का रेगुलेटर माइक्रोचिप होने वाली है.
In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan were 150 for no loss in 14 overs against Sri Lanka in a Super 8 Group 2 match at Palikele when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.